Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation Mount Zion at the 12th Hour in the Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is February 14, 2017, or it is Adar 18, 2020. We will start our first service today with a song entitled, Tell Me the Story of Yahshua. Tell me the story of Yahshua. Write it on my heart everywhere. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to Yah in the highest, peace and good tidings to her. Tell me the story, my Yahshua, write on my heart everywhere. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Fasting alone in the desert, tell of the days that are past. How for our sins he was tempted, yet was triumphant at last. Tell of the years of his labor, tell of the sorrow he bore. He was despised and afflicted, homeless, rejected, and poor. Tell me the story of Yahshua, right on my heart everywhere. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell of the cross where they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him, tell how he liveth again. Love in the story so tender, clearer than ever a sea. Stay, let me weep while you whisper, Yahshua paid the ransom for me. Tell me the story of Yahshua, write on my heart everywhere. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Part 10, Captivity and Restoration. Let's continue with a series of chapters. We're on chapter 24 of Patriarchs and Prophecy and King. The subject is destroyed for lack of the knowledge, but we are going to refer to a prayer thought taken from Psalm 65. It says, praise waiteth for thee, O Yahweh, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. But terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O Yahweh of our salvation. who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea. Watch by his strength, now which by his strength sitteth fast the mountains, being girded with the power, which stilleth the noise of the sea, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visited the earth and watered it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of Yahweh, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Now, when it says this river of Yahweh, you can also go to Ezekiel 47 and read about a river of Yahweh there. Psalms 65:10. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft as showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. And they also sing. Okay. Psalms 66, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Yahweh, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto Yahweh, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Selah. Come and see the works of the Yahweh. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. O bless our Elohim, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O Yahweh, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through the water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. I will go into thy house with the burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth hath spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatling with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats. Come and hear, all ye that fear Yahweh, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was a stool with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Yahweh will not hear me. But verily Yahweh hath heard me, he hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be Yahweh, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Psalm 67, verse 1. Yahweh be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all the nations. Let the people praise thee, O Yahweh, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Let the people praise thee, O Yahweh, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and Yahweh, even our own Yahweh, shall bless it. Yahweh shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Alright, let's go ahead and read Psalm 68. Let Yahweh arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of Yahweh. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before Yahweh. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto Yahweh, sing praises unto his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. And it's got J-A-H here, and it's originally Y-A-H, so that would be Yah. And rejoice before him. This is the only time that the sacred name is mentioned in the KJV that I'm reading from, the King James Version. And this is wrong. The translators were forced to illegally put those pagan titles, Lord God, Jesus, and all that in the Bible, in the Scripture. They were forced to do it illegally. Because the original King James in 1611, when it was first published, had the sacred names, Yahweh, Yeshua, Elohim. And they do publish the Sacred Name Bible today. And I have one of those. But I'm not satisfied with it, the way that the translators translated it. Because they don't identify Yeshua and Yahweh. They just make them all one. And, but anyway, in Psalm 67, verse 4, it says, sing unto the Yahweh, sing praises unto his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is the Yahweh in his holy habitation. Yahweh sitteth the solitary in the families, he bringeth out those which are bound with the chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O Yahweh, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of Yahweh. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of Yahweh, the Yahweh of the Israel. Thou, O Yahweh, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Verse 10. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O Yahweh, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. Yahweh gave the word, great was the company of those that published it. They say, Yahweh gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Well, Yahweh gave the word to V.T. Holliff, 1930, Shepherd's Rod, and he published it, and it says, great was the company. Well, how about Ellen G. White? And he gave her the word in 1844, and she published it for 70 years. You cannot put a price tag on the value of the spirit of prophecy published by all of the prophets that were called to publish. Rollis Johnson published the most compacted that he could ever publish, and that would be the creation calendar. He put that together along with the spirit of prophecy, and restoring the holy days back unto Israel. To me, that's the greatest publication of all of it. The secrets that Yahweh revealed under Brother W. Johnson of how to formulate that calendar, put it together, that's awesome. Psalm 68:12. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at the home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with the silver and her feathers with the yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in summer. The hill of Yahweh is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye high hills? This is the hill which Yahweh desires dwelling, yea, he would dwell in it forever. The chariots of Yahweh are 20,000, even thousands of angels. Yahweh is among them, as in the Sinai and the holy place. Now, it says, the chariots of the Yahweh are 20,000. Well, and now we know how many is going to be available to come to this earth to haul to carry the people that are going to be resurrected of all ages. That's going to, no telling how big those chariots are, but they'd have to be big to handle all the people. Verse 18, Psalm 68. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Yahweh Elohim might dwell among them. Blessed be the Yahweh, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the Elohim of our salvation, Selah. He that is our Elohim is the Elohim of salvation, and unto Yahweh, the Elohim belongeth the issues from the dead. But Yahweh shall wound the heads of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such as one as goeth on still in his trespasses. Yahweh said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemy, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O Yahweh, even the goings of my Elohim, my king, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on the instruments followed after. Among them were the damsels playing with the timbrel. But ye, Yahweh, and the congregation, even the Yahweh from the foundation of the Israel, there is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah, and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy Yahweh has commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O Yahweh, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring a presence unto thee. Rebuke the company of the spearmen, the multitude of the bulls, with the calves of the people, till every one submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delighteth in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto Yahweh. Sing unto Yahweh, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto Yahweh, Selah, to him that rideth upon the heavens of heaven, which were of old. Lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty of earth. Ascribe ye strength unto Elohim. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the cloud. O Yahweh, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The Elohim of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be Yahweh. And it says right here in verse 35 again, O Yahweh, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. So wherever Yahweh dwells in the sanctuary, there's two apartments in the sanctuary, those are two holy places. And wherever he chooses to place his name, that would be a holy place, called a holy place. He met Moses at the burning bush, Mount Horeb. He says, put off your shoes, you're on holy ground. Okay. Let's go on into Psalm 69. It says, save me, O Yahweh, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mouth, where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried, mine eyes fail, while I wait for my Elohim. They that hate me without cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. O Yahweh, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Yahweh, Elohim of the host, be ashamed for thy sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for thy sake, my sake. O Elohim of Israel, because for thy sake I have borne reproach, shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. When I wept, I was chastened, my soul with fasting that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also for my garment, and I became a proverb unto them. They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Yahweh, in an acceptable time, O Yahweh. In the multitude of thy mercies, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the waters flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Yahweh, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according unto the multitude of thy tender mercy. And hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul, and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach, and my shame, and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Now he is showing what happened to Yahshua at the cross. That's what they did to him while he's hanging on the cross. Verse 22 of Psalm 69. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute me, whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O Yahweh, set me up on high. I will praise the name of the Yahweh with a song, and will magnify him with the thanksgiving. This also shall please the Yahweh better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek Yahweh. For the Yahweh heareth the poor and despises not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. For Yahweh will save Zion and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. So you don't love the name of Yahweh and his sacred names that he gave at the very beginning to unto Adam? Well, then it says, the seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. You love his name? Well, then you'll dwell therein. But anybody that can't come to that, just come alone to the understanding of the sacredness and the power that's in that name. And that Yahweh requires it. It's a requirement for holiness, for righteousness as well. All right, now let's read. Psalms only has 70, has only 5 verses. It says, make haste, O Yahweh, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Yahweh. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and be put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee, and let such as love thy salvation say continually, yet Yahweh be magnified. Okay, this says verse 5, Psalm 70. But I am poor and needy, make haste unto me, O Yahweh. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Yahweh, make no tarrying. Let's go on into Psalm 71, verse 1. It says, in thee, O Yahweh, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Now, Yahshua, as Paul said there in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, he says that, verse 4, he says, and all did drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was the Yahshua. Okay, so now, as we go back to Psalm 71, so it says, verse 9, cast me not off in the time of old age. forsake me not when my strength faileth, for mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, Yahweh hath forsaken him, persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O Yahweh, be not far from me, O my Elohim, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries unto my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that he seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Yahweh Elohim. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O Yahweh, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O Yahweh, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power unto everyone that is to come. Now that's a very encouraging scripture. Verse 18 there, Psalm 71. Let's read it again. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, and I am old and gray-headed, and I'm 79, and David was 70 when he died, and he says, O Yahweh, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power unto everyone that is to come. In other words, David said, everything that I have been shown and you've taught me from my youth, I have declared it unto this generation. And he says that this is, in other words, giving the people understanding who they were and who they are and where they are in the stream of time, and to understand the truth. All right. That's showing the power of Yahweh unto that generation. Verse 19, Psalm 71. Thy righteousness also, O Yahweh, is very high. Who has done great things, O Yahweh? Who is like unto thee? Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the paltry, even thy truth, O my Elohim, until unto thee will I sing with the harp, O the Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. I like that part where it says, Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shall quicken me again, and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. In other words, David said, I'm going to be resurrected. And here in the last time, and he said, and thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Okay, so we know that David's going to come up in the end time. We know that. And he's going to no doubt pick up where he left off. And so now let's go to 1 Chronicles, chapter 17. Let's read something there that's very enlightening. It's start with verse 1. It says, Now it came to pass as David sat in his house, that David said unto Nathan the prophet, Lo, I dwell in the house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of Yahweh remaineth under curtains. Then Nathan said unto David, Do all that is in thine heart, for Yahweh is with thee. Okay, so now, David has got the go-ahead now from Nathan the prophet. He says, Do all that's in your heart, for Yahweh is with you. And it came to pass the same night that the word of Yahweh came to Nathan, saying, Go and tell David my servant, Thus saith Yahweh, Thou shalt not build me an house to dwell in. For I have not dwelt in an house since the day that I brought up Israel unto this day, but have gone from tent to tent, and from one tabernacle to another, wheresoever I have walked with all Israel. Spake I word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, Why have you not built me an house of cedars? Now therefore, this shalt thou say unto my servant David, Thus saith Yahweh of the host, I took thee from the sheepcote, even from following the sheep, that thou shouldest be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with thee whithersoever thou hast walked, and have cut off all thine enemies from before thee, and have made thee a name like the name of the great men that are in the earth. Also, I will ordain a place for my people, Israel, and will plant them, and they shall dwell in their place, and shall be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness waste them, any more as at the beginning. And since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, Moreover, I will subdue all thine enemies. Furthermore, I tell thee that the Yahweh will build thee an house, and it shall come to pass when thy days be expired, that thou must go to be with thy fathers, that I will raise up thy seed after thee, which shall be of thy sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me an house, and I will establish his throne forever. Now, why is Yahweh telling David that he's going to have a son that's going to build this house? First, it's in David's heart, but he said, you can't do it. That your son, one of your sons that's going to come out of your loins, is going to build this house. All right, let's go on. Verse 13, 1 Chronicles chapter 17. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. And I will not take my mercy away from him as I took it from him that was before thee. But I will settle him in mine house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forevermore. So Yahweh is telling David, he said, but I will settle him in my house and in my kingdom forever. So where was he settling Solomon at? He was settling him in the house that David had proposed to build for Yahweh. Okay, let's continue. Verse 15. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. And David the king came and sat before the Yahweh and said, Who am I, O Yahweh, Elohim? And what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? And yet this was a small thing in thine eyes, O Yahweh, for thou hast also spoken of thy servant's house for a great while to come, and hast regarded me according unto the estate of a man of high degree, O Yahweh Elohim. But can David speak more unto thee for the honor of thy servant? For thou knowest thy servant, O Yahweh. For thy servant's sake, and according unto thine own heart, hast thou done all this greatness in making known all these great things. O Yahweh, there is none like thee, neither is there any Yahweh beside thee, according unto all that we have heard with our ears. And how can people go around and let those Catholics put that doctrine off on the Protestant world, including the Adventists, that Jesus is the very God in the heaven in the flesh, that there's only one. And here David says in verse 20 of 1 Chronicles 17, he says, O Yahweh, there is none like thee. Neither is there any Yahweh beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people Israel, whom Elohim went to redeem to be his own people, to make thee a name of greatness and terribleness, by driving out nations from before thy people, whom thou hast redeemed out of Egypt? For thy people Israel didst thou make thine own people forever, and thou Yahweh becamest their Elohim. Therefore now, Yahweh, let the thing that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house be established forever, and do as thou hast said, that it even be established that thy name may be magnified forever, saying, The Yahweh of the host is the Elohim of Israel, even a Elohim unto Israel. So he's an Elohim of Israel, he's an Elohim unto Israel, and let the house of David, thy servant, be established before thee, right, now let's read that again. Let it be established, even be established, that thy name may be magnified, Yahweh Elohim Yahshua, the Son, forever, saying, for the Yahweh of the host, alright, let's do that again. For the Yahshua, this is the Son now. For the Yahshua of the host is the same as the King of the Israel, even a King unto the Israel. And let the house of the David thy servant be established before thee. For thou, O my Elohim, hast told thy servant that thou wilt build him an house, and therefore thy servant hath found in his heart to pray before thee. And now, Yahweh, thou art Elohim, and hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. Now therefore let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may be before thee forever, for thou blessest, O Yahweh, and it shall be blessed forever. So we are sitting here upon the throne of David, and Yahweh has given us this everlasting kingdom of David here in these last days, and there's going to be people one day that's going to come out of the land, and they're going to come seeking Yahshua their Savior and David their King. As it says right there in Hosea 3, verse 3-5, it said, And I said unto her, thou shalt abide for me many days, thou shalt not play the harlot, and thou shalt not be for another man, so will I also be for thee. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, and without a prince, and without a sacrifice, and without an image, and without an ephod, and without teraphim. Afterwards shall the children of Israel return, and seek the Yahweh the Elohim, and David their king, and shall fear the Yahshua, or the Yahweh, and his goodness, in the latter days. Let's do that again. Verse 5. Afterwards shall the children of Israel return, and seek the Yahshua their Savior, and David their king, and shall fear the Yahshua and his goodness. That would be all the members of his house that he is sitting upon the throne of David in. That would be the 144,000, are going to become to be members of this house at this time. So it says so right there in Revelation 14, verse 1. It's at the through 5, it says that the 144,000 are going to be with Yahshua at that time when he comes to dwell in his house. It says there in Revelation 14, verse 1, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood upon the Mount Sinai, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from the heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts, and before the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. Earth in prophecy is the United States location. And it's in this prophecy as well. This is where the 144,000 are brought to here in the wilderness of the people in the United States. And this is where they're going to be redeemed from. Chapter 24, Prophets and Kings. We're going to continue on with our series, number 10, Captivity and Restoration, is the original title of this book by Ellen G. White. It says, Destroyed for Lack of Knowledge, Chapter 24. Yahweh's favor toward Israel had always been conditional on their obedience. At the foot of the Sinai, they had entered into a covenant relationship with him as his peculiar treasure, above all people. Solemnly, they had promised to follow in the path of the obedience. All that the Yahweh has spoken, we will do, they had said. Exodus 19, verse 5 and 8. And when a few days afterwards Elohim's law was spoken from Sinai, and additional instruction in the form of the statutes and judges were communicated to the Moses, the Israelites with one voice had again a promise, all the words which the Yahweh has said we will do. At the ratification of the covenant, the people had once more united in declaring all that Yahweh has said we will do and be obedient. Exodus 24:3-7. Yahweh had chosen Israel as his people, and they had chosen him as their king. Let's do that again. Exodus 24:3-7. For the Yahshua has chosen Israel, this is the son, as his people, and they had chosen him, Yahshua, as their king. Near the close of the wilderness wandering, the condition of the covenant had been repeated at the Baal Peor, on the very borders of the promised land, where many fell a prey to subtle temptation. Those who remained faithful renewed their vows of the allegiance. Through Moses, they were warned against the temptations that would assail them in the future. And they were earnestly exhorted to remain separate from the surrounding nations and to worship Yahweh alone. Now, therefore, hearken, Moses had instructed Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land. It says that which the Yahweh Elohim of your fathers giveth you, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Yahweh your Elohim which I command you. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations which shall hear all these statutes, and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Deuteronomy 4:1-6. For the Israelites had been specifically charged not to lose sight of the commandments of Yahweh and obedience unto which they would find strength and blessing. Take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, had been the word of Yahweh unto them through Moses. Lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, verse 9. The awe-inspiring scenes connected with the giving of the law at the Sinai were never to be forgotten. Plain and decided were the warnings that had been given Israel against the idolatrous custom prevailing among the neighboring nation. Take ye a good heed unto yourselves, was the counsel given, lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, and lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the hosts of the heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Yahweh thy Elohim hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. Take heed unto yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Yahweh your Elohim, which he made with you, and make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which the Yahweh the Elohim hath forbidden thee. Verses 15, 16, 19, and 23. Moses traced the evils that would result from a departure from the statutes of Yahweh. Calling heaven and earth to witness, he declared that if, after having dwelt long in the land of the promise, the people should introduce corrupt forms of worship and bow down to undergraven images, and should refuse to return unto the worship of the true Elohim, the anger of the Yahweh would be aroused, and they would be carried away captive and scattered among the heathen. You shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereupon you go over Jordan to possess it, he warned them. You shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left a few in number among the heathen. whither Yahweh shall lead thee, you, and there ye shall serve gods, the work of men's hand, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. Verses 26-28. For this prophecy, fulfilling the part in the time of the judges, met a more complete and literal fulfillment in the captivity of Israel and Assyria and of the Judah and Babylon. For the apostasy of Israel had developed gradually from generation to generation. Satan had made repeated attempts to cause the chosen nation to forget the commandment, the statutes, and the judgment that they had promised to keep forever, Deuteronomy 6:1. He knew that if he could only lead Israel to forget Yahweh and to walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, they would surely perish, Deuteronomy 8:19. For the enemy of Yahweh's church upon the earth had not, however, taken fully into the account the compassionate nature of him who will by no means clear the guilty. Yet his glory it is to be merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for a thousand, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, Exodus 34:6-7. Despite the efforts of the Satan to thwart Elohim's purpose for Israel, nevertheless, even in some of the darkest hours of their history, when it seemed as if the forces of evil were about to gain the victory, Yahweh graciously revealed himself. He spread before Israel the things that were for the welfare of the nation. I have written unto him the great things about my law, he declared through Hosea, that they were counted as a strange thing. I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arm, but they knew not that I healed them. Hosea 8:12-11-3. Tenderly had the Yahweh dealt with them, instructing them by his prophet, line upon line, precept upon precept. Had Israel heeded the messages of the prophets, they would have been spared the humiliation that followed. It was because they had persisted in turning aside from his law that Elohim was compelled to let them go into captivity. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, was his message unto them through Hosea. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy Elohim, Hosea 4:6. In every age, transgression of Yahweh's law has been followed by the same result. In the days of Noah, when every principle of the right doing was violated and iniquity became so deep and widespread that Elohim could no longer bear with it, the decree went forth, I will destroy a man whom I have created from the face of the earth. Genesis 6:7. In Abraham's day, the people of the Sodom openly defied Yahweh and his law, and there followed the same wickedness and the same corruption, the same unbridled indulgence that had marked the antediluvian world. The inhabitants of Sodom passed the limits of the divine forbearance, and there was kindled against them the fire of Elohim's vengeance. The time preceding the captivity of the 10 tribes of Israel was one of the similar disobedience and of the similar wickedness Yahweh saw was counted as a thing of naught, and this opened the floodgates of the iniquity upon Israel. Yahweh had a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. Hosea declared, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of Yahweh in the land, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood, Hosea 4:1 and 2. For the prophecies of judgment delivered by the Amos and Hosea were accompanied by the predictions of future glory. Unto the 10 tribes long rebellious and impenitent was given no promise of the complete restoration unto their former power in Palestine until the end of time. they were to be wanderers among the nation. But through Hosea was given a prophecy that set before them the privilege of having a part in the final restoration, that is, to be made unto the people of the Yahweh at the close of the earth's history, when Yahshua shall appear as the King of kings and Sovereign of sovereigns. Many days, the prophet declared, the 10 tribes were to abide without a king, without a prince, without a sacrifice, without an image, and without an ephod, and without a teraphim. But afterwards, the prophet continued, shall the children of Israel return. This is the 10 tribes from the north, and seek the Yahshua their Savior, and David their king, and shall fear the Yahshua and his goodness in the latter days. Hosea 3, 4, and 5. In a symbolic language, Hosea set before the 10 tribes Yahweh's plan of restoring unto every repentant soul who would unite with his congregation on the earth, for the blessings granted Israel in the days of their loyalty unto him in the promised land, referring unto Israel as one of whom he longed to show mercy. Yahweh declared, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her, and I will give her vineyards from thence and the valley of Acre for a door of hope, and she shall sing there as in the days of her youth and as in the day when she came out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be at that day, saith Yahweh, that thou shalt call me Ishi, my husband, and shalt call me no more Bela, my Lord. For I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. Hosea 2:14-17. In the last days of this earth's history, Yahweh's covenant with his commandment-keeping people is to be renewed. In that day will I make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field, with the fowls of heaven, and with the creeping things of the ground, and I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth, and will make them to lie down safely, and I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness, and in judgment, and in the loving kindness, and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Yahweh. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will hear, saith Yahweh, I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And the earth shall hear the corn, and the wine, and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel. Now Jezreel is the oldest son of Hosea, and he is a master prophet that appears here in these last days in the form of this antitypical David that is speaking to you right now. And I will show her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that hath not obtained mercy, and I will say unto them which were not my people, Thou art my people, and they shall say, Thou art my Elohim. Verses 18 to 23. In that day the remnant of Israel, and as such as are escaped of the house of Jacob, shall stay upon the Yahshua, the Son, as the Holy One of Israel in the truth. Isaiah 10:20. From every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people, there will be some who will gladly respond unto the message, fear Elohim, and give glory unto him, for the hour of his judgment is come. They will turn from every idol that binds them to the earth, and will worship him that made heaven and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of the waters. They will free themselves from every entanglement, and will stand before the Yahweh of the world as the monuments of the Elohim's mercy. Obedient unto the divine requirements, they will be recognized by the angels and by the men as those that kept the commandments of Yahweh and the faith of Yahshua. Revelation 14:6-12. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the tender, the treader of the grapes, him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt, and I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof, and they shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them, and I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith Yahweh, thy Elohim. Amos 9:13-15, and this brings the close of our study. This hour, you can contact us at the 11th hour call, and that's number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close this service now with a song. Let the heavenly light shine through. For you would not have known about a wonderful you are if he hadn't created you. And you would not have known about a vast creation and all that he can do. So draw near unto Yah, remember to pray, let the heavenly light shine through. And Yah and his mercy when it comes, again we'll have a heavenly home for you. There would not have been a creation of earth if Yah had not come down. He spoke the word all creation heard and the world started spinning around. He spoke the word and the light appeared. He divided the sun and night. And Yah saw that his work was good, created by his mind. Let the heavenly light shine through. Let the heavenly light shine through. And Yah in his mercy when he comes again, we'll have a heavenly home for you. When you come upon a mountain and you look around, there's a green valley below. There's a moon up above that's a shining with love. There's a peaceful river that flows. There's the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and all that heaven can spare. And to think that this is just a glimpse of what's awaiting over there. Let the heavenly light shine through. Let the heavenly light shine through. And Yah in his mercy when he comes again, we'll have a heavenly home for you. And Yah in his mercy when he comes again, we'll have a heavenly home for you.